He says, what brought you to Atlanta?
All right. The beginning was, you know, I left Chicago with two Jewish kids. We ran away. We had a 58 Volkswagen.
How old were you?
17.
17, okay.
We're on our way to San Francisco. But it was about 15 above, foot of snow, and we decided to take the southern route. So we come to Atlanta. We get in Atlanta, and there's the poster pad, the catacombs.
And what year is this?
67. We hung around there, but we can only hang around the poster pad because we're too young to get into the cave. I think it was the catacombs.
Catacombs.
Yeah. And I met some people. As a matter of fact, do you remember J.C.?
He played
in the band that was, he's very famous, real long hair, bearded. Anyway, he was one of the older pictures. His mother took us home first. That's how we first found a place to stay. She brought us home because her son was a hippie and she didn't understand him. So she tried to understand us. J.C. Hardy. Yeah, he was in the Ha Ha Vishnu Orchestra. He was with Bo Messina and them.
And Daryl Rhodes.
All right. We met these other people and we stayed at Peter's crash pad up. They were building the High Museum at the time. And there was an old mansion across the street that divided into about 15 different rooms and you paid about $8 a week, $2 a night. And that's where I met most of the people. But went on to San Francisco. And everything fell apart. We got broken. California Department of Children or whatever flew me back to Chicago for free to get rid of welfare. And anyway, I got back to Chicago, and then we told her about Atlanta. Atlanta was better than San Francisco. So came down here with about five guys on a freight train the next day. And then once we got here, and that was 68.
Road to Ray Helson's.